Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Spencer scores. Gamble moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. One out. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Broimer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tom Buskey now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to stone covering. Safe. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Norris moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Blanks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball towards center. Manning settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manning. Garr moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Grubb strikes out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kendall for a passed ball. Lemon moves to third. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Stone covering. Safe. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Pat Dobson now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brouwer is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-4 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Brouwer moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-5 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwer scores. Essien moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.